Here is an email we received from Rod Blakeman. Hi team, you're doing probably the best podcast out there, and I listen to every episode, occasionally missing the odd line due to background noises of traffic, train announcements, and the girlfriend screaming at me. I seem to have missed who is singing the opening song on the World Cup podcast, Get the Ball and Put It in the Goal. I think it's nearly as good as the podcast itself. Can you please tell me the artist and if I can buy this song on iTunes? Yours sincerely, Rod. Well, Rod, the song is by and it's available on iTunes from this Sunday. I hope that clears up the mystery.
Put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Gotta get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
There's really nothing to it.
Absolutely nothing to it.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
You gotta get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Do it, England, do it.
Come on, England.
Hello and welcome to another It'll Go to Penalties podcast. This is the most shambolic World Cup podcast, that's what we like to think. And on today's edition, we have two remarkable guests. We've got the legendary James Brown, creator of Loaded Magazine, a man personally blamed for the rise of lad culture, and editor now of the excellent Sabotage Times. And he's also a Leeds fan. Hello, James.
Hi there.
And joining James and myself, Keith Dover, who's from the Arsenal podcast, fantastic comedian. He goes on that Arsenal podcast with Alan Davis. Obviously, I can't listen to that for reasons I won't go into. Keith has been following England, he claims, since 1066.
That's absolutely true. I was at Hastings with Harold, giving the French, well, the best as we could do on the day, really. I said to Harold, don't look up like a fool he did.
Well, I think you did a good job. Well done, mate, trying to advise him at least.
I did, I tried.
Yeah, well done. So it's been a difficult week for England. But before we get into all that, I think the first thing we need to do is, you guys, you haven't yet had a chance to pick out your team for the official It'll Go to Penalties sweepstake. So I've got here a large coffee cup, oddly enough. It's not a hat. And I've got some teams in here all wrapped up. Who's going to choose first?
I'll choose. I want Paraguay. I think they're going to be the dark horse.
They're playing tonight.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of ladies following in Paraguay.
Oh, are they?
Oh, that's nice.
Huge amount of following.
What are you trying to say?
No, they follow Rocky.
What have you got? What have you got?
North Korea.
North Korea. The darkest of dark horses. Bloody hell. Well, in a minute we'll find out what you can get for that on Paddy Power. Okay, James.
Love
just one.
Corn.
Just one, James. Oh, he's got that.
Chili.
Chili. Well, ooh. There's a slight anticlimactic
it was really,
feeling
yeah.
here as yeah. our guests tonight have not
well, that was
lucked out.
Yeah.
They've not right. lucked out. But if you're
Korea.
Tempted, let's see what sort of odds you get on those two teams. Can we get a price on North Korea? What's that?
Chile's
70-1 ooh. On Paddy Power, Chile. What about North Korea?
2,000-1.
Oh, that's worth a punt, isn't it?
No.
Worth a pound?
No, that is not worth a
punt. You don't know?
No, it's not worth a
give
punt.
Give me the pound.
Don't do it.
I'll lay it for you.
You say
yeah,
that to you. You say that stranger things
that
have happened.
Not really. I can't think of any. Can you think of any?
You'll be grovelling at my feet when North Korea left that World Cup.
It was revealed that John Major had been given Edwina Curry one. That was quite...
See,
that might
was,
have been
yeah.
stranger. James, you're looking like you've never heard about that before.
I was just thinking about the North Korean leader. He's like...
Kim Jong, I liked him in. He was very good in that. What was that film?
Oh, Team America.
Yeah, he was good in that, wasn't he? To be fair,
we've got a picture of him on Sabotage Times, naked at a table. You can't see his gear. You know, he's sitting up at a kitchen table with a few cans on there. Straight up picture.
You're joking.
Can you imagine seeing David Cameron like that or Barack Obama?
Are you
and he just looks like a typical Sunday morning hangover moment. And he's
that's
just sitting
horrible,
there.
That,
it's a great
really,
photograph.
Yeah.
Are you at all worried he might send his Secret Service to take you out?
No, not at all. He's obviously quite happy. He controls everything so much.
So
he's very happy for that image to be out there. He's probably to say, I'm a man of the people, look at me. Don't look at me too much.
I mean, there was that picture of Yeltsin topless fishing or something. Maybe Kim Jong-il thinks that's the same sort
Putin.
Of thing. Putin, yeah, not Yeltsin.
That sounds
Yeltsin
like
topless would have been
no,
gruesome.
Yeltsin did actually go out topless in just his pants.
That sounds
but
like
he was
a
White House.
Sorry, but that does sound like a Channel 5 show, doesn't it? Topless fishing.
Yeah,
topless leaders go wild in the country.
I quite like the sound of topless fishing, actually.
Yeah, with the right circumstances.
With the right casting.
With the right casting.
The right casting. No pun intended.
No pun intended, obviously, with the old... We're going to talk about the World Cup at all.
We might. Well, I was just going to... So, you got Chile, you got North Korea. Let's just review what other people have got there. My little brother, Sam, he comes on here sometimes. Mm. He got the United States, mm-hmm. who were 80-1 at the time. I don't know if that's changed. Eamon Holmes.
Yeah.
Cheerful Irish fella.
Abby Eamon.
He got Spain.
No,
he lucked out. Luck of the Irish there.
No, that's very good.
I got England. Mm. Almost rather have North Korea.
Yeah, I think you want to swap.
And Chris Martin out of Coldplay, he got Nigeria.
Ooh.
200-1. It's not really that Chris Martin.
We
really know how to get a party going, don't you? Let's talk about it. Chris Martin supports.
We like
inadvertently.
Well, we like it wasn't that Chris Martin. We just like guests who have the same names as pop singers. It's just a recurring thing. Now, Keith will win £40,000 with those odds if Kim Jong-il's North Korea win the cup, and James will win £1,400 on paddypower.com/ that is World Cup with that free £20 bet. That's what you get, a free £20 bet. Now, it's been a difficult week for England. Very difficult week.
I don't think it has, you know.
Well,
you said that in the build. I don't think it's been a difficult week at all.
Okay, well, the media all are right. trying. Let's just put that another way. The media, which, I mean, none of us got anything to do with the media, but let's cast them in the role of villains. They're making out it's a difficult week.
I think it is a difficult week. Yeah. I don't know. Are you Christian by any chance? You seem to be very happy. I mean, we drew 1-1 against the Yanks. It's just... Hang on a minute. You know, we've got to play the Algerians. That's not exactly in the bag, is it? Then we've got to play the Romanies, Slovenia, right? That ain't going to be a piece of cake, is it? Which, actually, you would have thought when that Slovenia and Algeria played each other, there would have been a dogfight there somewhere involved. But I tell you what, I bet those townships are getting their tarmacs drived. Their drives tarmacked, even, yeah.
The thing is, you're talking about the media. I'm like this with Big Brother. You hear people moaning about Big Brother. Just don't watch it. Don't read the Daily Star. Don't look at Heat. Don't look at any of his magazines.
Don't read it.
Don't read it.
Don't read that rubbish.
I haven't seen any response in any of the papers or on any television programmes or on any radio show about the match on Saturday. And I felt all right because the expectations are so high. We go into this tournament and all our expectations go out the window. We either think we're going to be appalling or we think we're going to win it. Our expectations should be like Everton. Everton are never going to win the Premiership in the current climate. They're going to do 7th, 6th, maybe 4th if they have a good season. And that's it. And that's what we are, England. We've only been in the semi-finals twice since early 1960s.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from. You're absolutely right. I go into the World Cup thing, all right, well, let's do the best. But it's our players. They're the one milking the World Cup cow, going, oh, look at me. They're on an advert, juggling a can of Coke. Oh, look at it. And then when they come to the game, they can't hit a cow's arse with a banjo, can they, frankly? They're the ones on doing the tellies, doing the ghost-written news stories. I'm going to do it for England. I'm this good. I'm that. And then when the day comes, it's just like, oh.
So you think they're giving it the big and they're just not delivering?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about specifics. Yeah. Let's talk about Rob Green. Okay, obviously everyone's gone over and over and over what he actually did, but should he play?
Yeah,
of course he should.
Yeah. He should play
absolutely.
Next game, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Capello summed it up at the end of the match. Nobody's sitting here now going, "Oh, the Germans want to get that closer fella for missing that sitter." Are they?
Hell, there's missing a sitter. I mean, that
he missed a tapping. Nobody's going get him off straight away. Mm. And as everyone knows, if a keeper fucks something up, it's really vivid. If a striker misses a tapping, oh well, he'll get another chance.
But did you know when it was Dempsey who scored, wasn't it? When he was just queuing up to, I just had a horrible feeling. I thought, I don't feel good about this. And he's just thinking, well, someone close him down.
Yeah.
And he's hitting.
They let him do it, didn't they?
And that's it. We've done the same thing against Croatia. Let them in, you know, in the European qualifiers at Wembley. Done the same thing. Oh, let them take a shot from, it's only 30 yards, don't worry, it's going to be covered. And they scored twice like that. You know?
Yeah.
And that's why we make these simple mistakes.
Yeah.
He should have been closed down.
All right, so Rob Green plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who plays instead of Ledley?
Anyone without a crutch. I don't know.
Okay, you're looking at Dawson or Carragher or Upson.
I play Dawson.
Yeah, about you, James?
I quite like Dawson on the back of the fact he's had a good season.
On form, he's the only
That's
choice.
What I think, and
form.
I think that he was unlucky not to go. I think Carragher's somebody you stick on with, you know, not a full half to go, and you just want to calm it down. Yeah. I mean, he got done for pace.
He looked a bit
Everyone's
desperate,
seen
didn't he?
That.
A couple of times.
Yeah, he did. But it was funny. I know that he said that I got done for pace. I couldn't put a tackle in because I'd have been booked. It's like in his mind, a tackle is just pulling someone down.
Yeah. Well, he did, but he did actually put one very bad tackle in, didn't he? He did get booked for one, so I guess that's what he was thinking. He'd have been booked again.
Yeah,
because
he
was putting a pretty gruesome tackle, actually, Carragher, one of the worst I've seen.
But we've got
and
to get
I think
a result.
It was desperation.
We've got to get a result.
We've got to get a result. All right.
We must do.
What's the other issue? What about Milner? What happened there, and who plays instead of him if he's not fit?
His mum said he had to be in.
His mum.
That was it.
Was he's
it,
only a kid.
When you say he was sick, was it an injury or was it?
Well, he was sick in the build-up. Then he was. Then they said he was fit, and then he started playing. But James, you reckon
he
was?
I thought it was that he, you know, he'd been with a physical injury. You can say you're not up to it. They put the stress tests on in the gym, so you can't do it. You know, they get all wired up.
Yeah.
If you're feeling sick, you're gonna go. Oh yeah, no, give us a game.
Yeah.
And he's gone in there, and Capello said he was feeling the effects of what had happened earlier.
Yeah,
he
had a stomach complaint, didn't he?
Well, then you don't play him.
He'd eaten the biltong.
Yeah, but you can't be both ways. You can't say, oh, they're lardy-dying it around doing the videos and the adverts. and then on the other side saying, they're not giving it all for England. The kid's gone out there, he's given it all. It was a brave inclusion.
James, I detect that you feel quite protective towards James Milner. Is it because he's the nearest thing to a Leeds player at this World Cup?
Well, that and Rio Ferdinand and
Lennon. Yeah.
But I think there's only West Ham have produced as many players.
So, in fact...
Yeah, it's true. It started in that team.
So, it's a Leeds World Cup. Lucas Radebe's there as well, but he's not playing.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen him. Okay, and what about other teams? Let's forget England for a moment. What about the other teams that look good?
Well, the Germans have turned up.
The Germans.
Up, and, oh, surprise, surprise, the Master Race won 4-0, didn't it? Yeah. You know, it's just that it's all the big teams have put down a marker, haven't they? Germans 4-0, Dutch today 2-0.
Yeah.
Didn't play particularly well, but managed to win 2-0.
Yeah.
Argentina.
Played very well.
Italians will do the same tonight.
You reckon?
Yeah, and we're the England are the ones looking at, through the glass going,
no, I don't think that's the case. I think, you know, I wouldn't have even started with Rooney on Saturday, which you can see how much of a grasp I've got on reality. I'd have put your two players up front.
Yeah, somebody else.
I think you actually, if you're looking at trying to win this World Cup, obviously you've got to qualify out the group
stage.
You've
got to play the long game.
But you've got to play a lot of games.
Yeah. Hmm.
And the reality of it is, most teams that get to finals, whether it's Champions League or whether it's the World Cup, or you don't end up with the team you start out with.
Yeah.
If you go back to the last World Cup, I can't remember whether they lost or not, but I remember watching Italy play Australia. It was one of the first games. Italy looked appalling.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I remember watching it thinking, God, what's happened to Italy? And they went on and won it. And I think that actually, you know, all this talk about it being a disaster, Germany did look great last night. You know, and they've gone down a different route. We've got an Italian manager. Italians traditionally pick experienced teams, and that's what he's done. In every case where there was a question mark over whether it be a Huddleston or a Carrick or a Johnson,
yeah,
or
he's
a
gone
Cole,
for experience.
He's gone for
time.
Experience,
even though he said he was going to go for form. He's completely contradicted that at every turn, which is why Dawson won't play on Friday, right?
Well, he has. I mean, I just think he's not going to change the whole of the squad. Milner was on form. Green is in on form. There are players who throughout the whole season have impressed him.
Yeah.
But what do you make of the other teams
out of
so
11.
Far?
Well, I mean,
we're in there on
not
form.
Bad. Yeah.
What teams have surprised you? What teams you think, hang on, if we get...
Well, Germany were a surprise. No one expected them to be that good. A lot of people have been talking down Germany like they have France and Italy.
Yeah, but that happens every
yeah,
World
exactly.
Cup.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Sofia, right? Did you actually watch the Australian team?
Huh. Yeah, they were rubbish. They were absolutely shit.
And I was talking to somebody who was going, oh, they're as good as the Americans.
No,
you know,
no,
it's not true. If you actually look at the American teams, nearly every single one of those players plays in Serie A or the Bundesliga
or
the Premiership. A lot of those Australians have just come in off sheep farms.
Yeah.
They've had to sew up their sleeves because their main sport is, you know, the one where they fight around and fight.
Yeah, yeah. Aussie rules.
Many
yeah.
of them
so
don't actually do
then.
Sport on land, they're on a piece of wood
That's
on
right.
the waves. So to be fair, it's not like the Australian team before. There's no Viduka, there was no Kewell,
and the ones that
they're
are left
not
are very
as good
old.
As they were.
Mm. Yeah, they're very. They're shit. I think.
Let's
put it in a nutshell.
There's only ten of them.
There's only ten of them.
Yeah,
yeah, they were pretty shit when they had 11. Yeah.
To be fair, you know.
No, I agree, but I because what I think is the first games are always deceptive. Do you remember Italian 90? I watched Cameroon this afternoon, and everyone's going on about.
Yeah,
do you remember in Italian 90? Cameroon beat
awful,
Argentina in the
they?
First game. In the first game, Argentina lost to Cameroon. It was the biggest shock in the history of the World Cup, probably. Certainly since England lost to America. And Argentina got to the final. You know, that the first game is always can always be deceptive. Yeah, they'll be all right.
Yeah, but Cameroon only came alive in the last 4 minutes. And you think, well, why don't you play like that?
No, I thought it looked quite a lively game. That was watching the first half.
You are a Christian. A lively game. Me and my cat were barely keeping awake there for the vuvuzelas. A lively game?
Well, thank God for the vuvuzelas. What about this vuvuzela business? What group are they in?
Bloody vuvuzelas, aren't they?
Right,
horrible.
What about banning them? Are you for banning them or keeping them?
You can't ban them. You can't ban them. But
Sepp Blatter's come out and said you can't. This is the only sensible thing Sepp Blatter's ever said.
Yeah.
He said we cannot ban the vuvuzelas because you can't turn up in someone's country, have a World Cup there, and say, I know you always do this when you go to football, but we've decided we don't like
it. That is exactly my point.
Yeah.
It's cultural imperialism.
Totally.
A load of left-wing cobblers.
Hold on, you agree with him.
It is cultural imperialism.
He's agreeing with you.
It is cultural imperialism to show up. No, it's like saying,
it's Sammy Chakrabarty's just coming.
Whatever. You know what? You're right.
You said the same thing.
What do you think? We lock them up or something?
No.
Put them back on the farm? What are you saying?
No, but hanging's not good. Hanging's too good for him. Birch the bastards.
There's 2 points here. Sepp Blatter is totally right. You don't show up in another country and say, we're coming, you've got to do as we do in Europe.
Exactly.
You didn't do it in Japan. Yeah. You didn't do it in America.
But you agree with that. You agree with that, don't you?
Look, I agree. You can't turn
around. You can't turn around someone else's country and say, we're doing it like this now.
No, you can't do that.
So
we're all agreed there, but it would be nice if you could hand out a leaflet and say, how about turning up at one game without the vuvuzela?
So now you do want them banned.
No, I'm just saying, you can ask him, say, how about giving a game a rest without the vuvuzela and sing a few songs, see how that goes.
Have you been in a World Cup?
Yeah.
I've been to, I went to the one in France.
Yeah.
One in Germany.
French
one,
yeah.
I never heard anyone singing.
Well, I tell you this, I've been to a few World Cups too, and England do sing, and I heard England singing in the England game. It's a question of how loud, how many people sing and how loud.
Yeah.
I heard clear as a bell the national anthem in the second
half.
Another
good thing about these horns is...
I did. I'm not talking about the lineup. I'm talking about the crowd singing it.
They should be actually louder. Then you wouldn't have to listen to people like Jim Beglin.
Yeah. Just drown out Jim Beglin.
Or Pat Nevin.
And do you know who I've gone right off? Craig Burley. God, he is so negative. He's complaining about it. He makes Lawrenson look like Coco the Clown.
Do you know what? Actually, Jonathan Pearce, who I like, because he's still in a commentator with a bit of emotion, but two games he's done this, he goes, the crowd watching the World Cup, so many years under the yoke of oppression. And it's like, oh, really? Was there a thing called apartheid, Jonathan? Yeah, that one passed me by. And he's like, I'm so glad I've got football commentators to let me know the whole thing, Nelson Mandela banged up, Soweto, the whole back, you know.
But they're always... Do you know what? They're always this shit. The trouble is, we're listening to them for 4.5 hours a day, these people. That's why we're getting... We're noticing their every flaw.
To the horns.
You listen. You block out the commentary.
I try and focus on that drone.
On the vuvuzela.
It's sort of like a really hyped up version of when you've got the downhill skiing. They have those horns
as well. At least it keeps out that horrible band that England drag around.
Yeah, exactly.
We all hate
the
band.
I'd ban that.
Ban the band. And that's paper. Well, we've touched on this in previous...
But, you know, getting back to the commentators, Perry Groves is on Radio 5 Live. He came out with a classic. He says, if we can't beat Slovenia and we can't beat Algeria, we might as well pack up and go home. And I'm thinking, well, we'd have to, wouldn't we?
We don't have any choice. Unless you want to stay and watch it.
Yeah, we can't squat there. That's
Perry Groves.
That's how it breaks down, Perry.
He is a very wise, very, very wise man.
He's just, you know...
These vuvuzelas, by the way, Paddy Power had a bet on earlier today.
I've blown one this week, actually.
You've actually blown one.
Yeah,
you've blown a South African horn.
A horn, yeah. No, it's actually all the way from South Africa. It was actually the genuine vuvuzela.
Bloody hell. I wish you'd brought it with
the
you.
The vuvu.
Go and say it.
Vuvuzela.
They had a bet on Paddy Power earlier. They were 11-8 to be banned. But since then, Sepp Blatter has come out and he said, as I said earlier, he won't do it because he's not right.
You can't ban it.
But Paddy Power got some other funny bets like that. Have a look at this. See if you fancy any of these. ITV, you can get 5-1 on ITV to stop showing England games in HD altogether, because apparently they cut to an ad.
I know.
When Gerrard scored on Saturday. This is the second time they've done this.
I don't think that was a mistake.
You think they deliberately...
Well, I don't think it was a totally random happening. I think they're on a slight delay on the feed, a goal's happened, and somebody's got to press replay or something. Something's happened.
So it's a mistake.
I don't believe... No, but what I mean is... It's like a humour mistake. It's not just a random thing. When they cut the Liverpool Everton match off, it had been pre-programmed
that there would be an ad, whatever happened.
I think there must have been an actual.
So what you're saying is the first one was a fuck up. This was just a complete fucking mistake.
No, I just think that actually there's some sort of technical thing that somebody's gone to press something, or that maybe the bloke's just leapt in the air and knocked the wrong button.
Well, either way, it's not impressive, is it, in this day and age?
Do you know what has been good?
I think it'd be quite good if that's what happened.
You look like an expert on these matters. The coverage with the cameras, that is probably South African television.
It is, you're right.
Do you know what's been good? Because I was out in Spain and we haven't had stupid crowd shots of going, oh, look, there's Desmond Tutu, there's Nelson Mandela. Because in Spain, it was some topless, you know, or it was the King of Spain or someone, some topless newsreader.
Topless monarch.
Like, hang on. Game on. I don't want to see this topless monarch. Yeah. Could we just watch football?
Have you noticed what they do do? And they've got this from the Spanish TV, because I've noticed when I've watched it in Spain, is they do have some really weird, very slow motion replays, not of actual football, but of like players. They had one of Van Bommel this afternoon, just
growling.
Looking like he'd had a massive ton of cocaine and he was about to throttle someone to death. They just held on his face for about 30 seconds. But for 30 seconds in slow motion, I find that slightly bizarre.
No, I quite like that. He's going, look, he's furious.
He is a Christian. He likes
He's furious. it's saying he knows how badly that miss was.
I found it distasteful. I was only glad my wife and children weren't watching.
It was a scary moment. Yeah.
Especially in the middle of the day. Mm. My God. Here's another bet you can have with Paddy Power. 20-1 ITV to show another ad during the course of a World Cup match. So that's the same bloody bet, more or less, isn't it? But 50-1 them to miss another goal during a World Cup match, and 1,000-1 Rob Green to be the next CEO of BP. These are all genuine bets you can have, by the way. I think that 1,000-1 Rob Green to be the next CEO of BP is better than the 2,000-1 you can get on North Korea.
I think with this mistake that they've made, if England were to get to the World Cup final, ITV, they're not going to have anyone watching it. No one is going to run the risk.
They've already been absolutely slaughtered.
They've made two mistakes, and you think, do I run that risk? Yeah.
But everyone prefers, but BBC always cane them anyway when they're both doing the games, don't they?
And it's no matter what big guns ITV bring in, they never quite get it right. There's always just something you don't.
There was a great comment on Twitter, and he said that the ITV
cancelled television a lot.
Who was Vieira commentating on yesterday?
Oh, I don't know, can't remember. It's all blending into one already.
It said it had all the ease of a hostage negotiation. It was brilliant. Sports Offensive on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, he is good. Yeah, he's worth following.
If you want to laugh online, follow at Sports Offensive. Very funny.
He's good. Okay, you get that bet at paddypower.com/World Cup. Okay, I should make a mention right now, because forthcoming shows, we're going to talk about the squad. We always like to big up our squad. We've got coming up on future podcasts. And you're doing one, aren't you?
Yeah.
You'll be hosting the next one.
Wednesday, yeah.
But also coming out at various times are Paul Whitehouse, Omid Jalili. I can never say that.
Omid Jalili.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Keith.
He's in Sex and the City too.
Phil Whelans. These are all veterans of the other podcasts, the Arsenal podcast, the Spurs show with Phil Conwell, the Arsenal podcast, Alan Davies. Phil Whelans is on Stop Hammer Time, the West Ham, very funny man. Phil Conwell himself is coming up. I say himself because to me he is the absolute
guy. He's fantastic, man. He's a very red-nap impersonation.
These are forthcoming guests. Paul Hawksby might be coming back. Little Sam Delaney. I've changed his nappy. It's a strange thought, isn't it? He's the editor of Heat now. They've both gone. Everybody in the room's gone catatonic.
No, it's not. It's not the room that I'm thinking about. It's the listeners.
Is it the smell?
Do they want to know that? Are we going to get your dad in to say?
I'm not his dad. I'm his brother.
No, I'm saying, are we going to get your dad in?
Have we gone into some specialist podcast?
I got outed for being bald.
Are we appealing to a new kind of demographic here?
Listen, we'll take all of this as we can get. We've got a fucking nappy in
Well, you're really going to get them saying you've changed your brother's nappy. Talking about Coldplay.
Coldplay, it was before Coldplay's time, to be fair. All right, so should we talk a bit more about... We've talked about Germany, haven't we?
Yeah.
They're not shit.
Germans are a well-oiled machine.
Who's going to win it? Right now, seeing what you've seen, who's going to win it?
I'd say Germany.
You actually said... I can't believe how many people are saying in Germany on the basis of that 4-0 win over the
fucking
Kangaroos.
Everybody's going to change team every day this week. Yeah. Whoever has a good game, they're going to win it. Yeah. It's not going to be like
that. I'm still saying Spain and Brazil are the best teams. We haven't even seen them. I'm still saying that because no team has really knocked me out. Germany played the best football, but they've played against a bunch of cunts. Who do you think is going to win, James?
I'm just depending on your butter. What?
Clowns. What did you think I said?
Clowns.
Is that what you thought?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think anything. I don't think there's any difference. I think, you know, Argentina looked great going forward.
But they were crap in defence, though, weren't they?
The, what about the squad he's picked?
Bizarre. He's left Zanetti, he's left Cambiasso.
Come to Europe, win the Champions League, never play for your country again.
Yeah, but we know he's mad. Maradona. We know he's mad from that piece that we read on Sabotage Times, James, just to give it a mention there.
I went to see the Boca River
He didn't look good in that suit, did he?
No, at the end of the match, he hung out of at the end of the match, Boca won, they beat River Plate, big derby. He ripped his shirt off and hung by a bar out the front of the director's box. Can you imagine Bobby Charlton doing that? He's brilliant. He's a genius.
He is the governor. And he is, without any question at all, the greatest player that ever... I mean, you know, you can't, it's like Michael Jackson, greatest pop star there ever was.
I'm
totally
not forgiving
fucking
him for
mad.
That
he's the Michael Jackson
thing.
Of football.
I'm not forgiving
That's
him.
That's why I like him as a manager, though. He's taken drugs, he's cheated. He will do anything for Argentina to
Did
get
you
there.
See that training session where he got them to line up?
Yeah, brilliant. But booting balls at each other at 80 miles an hour.
Did you see the bit before that where they were training... People saying, oh, they seem to be slapping each other and then falling down. And I went, oh, this is a bizarre training session. I think, no, this is them practicing their falling on the floor, conning the referee
trick. Yeah, diving
That's
training.
What that, no one picked up on that.
The Guardian did a brilliant ad like that for a couple of tournaments ago where they actually showed them training. They showed players training, practicing diving. Brilliantly
good set
executed.
Piece. Everybody's favourites will change throughout the next couple of weeks.
Do you know when players fall down and they act like a real puff, don't they? Let's not mince words.
Have you got anyone in mind?
But any footballer, any footballer, they just roll around. All do you think if you actually met them in real life, and you had a rail, let's say you're in a petrol,
and you just brush them slightly.
You're in a rail. Do you think you could actually take one of them? And you think, I've seen you on a pitch. You've got a slap. You went down.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to give you a real dig.
Yeah, because
you think that would happen in reality.
Well, let's say Didier Drogba, probably the worst diver in the Premier League. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You went up to him and you fucking started pushing him around.
Say, come on, Didier.
Would he go down? Yeah. Go now. What do you reckon?
I think I'd get a good kick in.
You reckon he'd, you reckon he'd have you?
I reckon.
You seem like quite a hard bloke.
No, I can talk the talk.
Okay, it's all fun.
Or I'll get this left wing Christian in sitting next to me.
I was watching a concert once at the GMX in Manchester.
Yeah.
And a lot of footballers there. And Mark Hughes was there.
Yeah.
And he was with
Sparky.
He was just, he's edging further and further backwards towards me where we stood.
Yeah.
He was getting nearer and nearer and nearer me. The moment he backed into me, you two or Kraftwerk were on, straight down.
Really?
Straight
really?
Down.
Really? So it was like a reflex.
It's a reflex. The moment he trod on my foot, he went down.
Bloody hell. And he, because he was quite a tough fella as well, but he had it in him to go, they just get it just ingrained in them.
Instinctive reaction, just go fall down. Yeah. But would you like to punch
We should talk about Heskey. We should talk about
Heskey. People want to talk about
this. I genuinely don't understand this, because I know you have emails coming in. Maybe somebody can answer this. With golfers... They train them how to putt. You know, the game goes to... They get a sports psychologist in.
Yeah.
Nick Faldo did it. A lot of golfers, they work on a particular part of the game.
Yeah.
And it's mind.
And that's finishing,
It's all about mind.
Yeah.
We've test cricketers who are bowlers, who are brilliant bowlers, but they can't bat. They get the likes of Boycott and Gooching, and they work with them just how to become night watchmen, how to stay there and just let the other bloke, who's still good, do get all the runs.
Yeah.
Why can't they get Ian Rush or Alan Shearer or someone like that in just to teach Heskey how to score? I'm not joking. He must be able to do that.
Yeah.
Because he's laid the ball off. He met a few balls in the air.
Yeah,
he set the goal up.
But he goes devil talk here.
When he goes one-on-one, why can't he just drop a shoulder, go right and put it past
him? Do you know
him,
what worries
or
me?
Or lob him?
What? I think they might have been doing that for years. I think they might have been... Going
no,
with practicing day after day, after day after day.
You see Ray Clements and the Italian specialist goalkeeper coaches there. Other areas of the pitch have specialist coaches. Why can't Lineker or somebody teach Heskey how to finish? He'd be a much better player. It's bizarre. There's no strikers in that setup.
My theory is if you filled the ball up with £50 notes, that would be a big incentive for our players.
They'd just get it and just tear it open, wouldn't they? Surely. Yeah. And roll up the £50 notes, stick them up there. No,
but
that's
what he's
wrong.
Saying, he's right. They should get an expert with him and just say, look, this is left, right, left, right. This is your left hand.
Because why does Heskey keep getting picked? Why does Heskey?
Because he obviously adds something to the team that makes the other players do their jobs better. But when Heskey went through, and also when Phillips went through, I like that bit. Actually, I wish they'd scored. But that's what we do on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
You get through on goals
and you miss.
Just blast it right in the keeper's hands.
Yeah.
One went right in his hands. One went right in his stomach.
Dear, I always score.
He didn't do anything. The kid
always
did
used to score me.
Howard stood there
Hot
going,
shot Dover,
big, was nose, big nose, big nose, can't, big nose, big nose. He's thrown all this way. Boom, ball straight into his stomach.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Was that in the Christian League that you played? Boys Brigade Christian League you played, and he was there, straight at the goalkeeper. It's not going to make him cry in a minute.
I don't think so. Okay. So, Keith, you're hosting the next show.
Absolutely correct.
So, yes. Anything you want people to get in touch about?
Yeah, I'd like people to text in and let us know how many St. George's flags are being flown in your area. Yeah. See, in Wolfenstone,
Keith,
at the moment,
sorry, can I stop you there? Yeah. Are you some kind of a racist?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. No. No, you see, that's a good question. Because this is typical thing. I bet you two guys are the type of guys, oh, it's St. Patrick's Day, let's celebrate. Oh, we're off for the crack.
He's right. Hold on, you've got him down now. Oh, let me get this right.
I'm an Irish Christian.
Paddy.
No, it's a typical thing. We're all up for the crack. We're pretend Irishmen for the day.
And could I just say, Keith, I only said that to see if I get you going, which I have. In the last show, I said very clearly, anyone who says anyone flying an England flag is a racist is just wrong.
It is.
It's wrong to say it's racist. It isn't racist.
But no, you see, this is the point.
It's just a shit flag.
What's wrong with it?
It just looks rubbish.
I tell you,
it's not one of the better flags.
It's rubbish.
The British flag's good, isn't it?
That's a
good
flag.
We could have had anything on that.
Yeah. What? Like? What? What? Like what? An eagle?
Some swords, some planets.
What, a badger?
Haven't you seen the other flags?
A badger?
Some of these flags
have got a fox, maybe.
They've got ships, they've got stars, they've got planets, they've got fighter bombers.
Keith,
we've just got a big up daub on the right to the left daub. It's rubbish.
Keith, I would like them to redesign the English flag and do something multicultural.
Well, like a rainbow flag.
I want some weapons on it.
Blown out certain clubs. That kind of flag, shall we?
Something like that.
It's just a rubbish flag.
Anyway, where were we? What would you like? You'd like people to talk about England flags.
Yeah, if their area, a lot of people are flying flags outside their houses, if in their area, nobody's flying anything at all.
Right, okay, let's get a flag watch. Let's call it flag watch.
Flag watch,
okay.
That's the kind of thing.
So reports on flag watch should come through to the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We've got a lovely Facebook page, which is flourishing there. We've also got an email address you could email your flag watch reports to, which is worldcup@playbackmedia.co.uk. And also, of course, you can follow us on Twitter, which is @WorldCup Podcast. For all the links, Facebook, iTunes and Twitter, go to worldcuppodcast.com. So flag watch is one thing. Anything else there, Keith?
If they want to text in anything that's wound them up particularly with the commentators.
If there's any churches you could go and burn or anything like that. If there is a vicar,
bit of a church burning. You know, X-Loaded magazine guy who's going to get... Oh, God, you know. What can I say?
It must be
quite
strange.
If I'd known I was coming to some socialist, left-wing party
speaking
tonight...
Speaking as a bystander...
And I'm not
this.
A racist, by the way.
Yeah, cool. Looking at this spat here, I find it ironic that it's a spat, in my view.
Listen,
I'm calling it a spat.
I've been
James,
heckled by comedians sometimes.
Oh, he's the new man.
James is being accused of being overly politically correct. This is the man who invented lad culture... I feel like he's caught between two stools. I'm not talking about steaming turds. I mean, I just mean it in the sense of two stools. I don't even know. What does that? I don't know.
No, I don't know where you're going.
But I just find it ironic.
Yeah, there is an irony there. Yeah, I tell you what I'd like to see lad culture get around to doing is helping women down the tube with their baby. Because I love all these lads with their little ribbon on their lapel when they go down the gym pumping iron with their magazine, with their new perfumes that they're all going to slap on their face, and then they see a woman with a pram and a baby, but they walk straight past her because they're young and fit and pussies.
You're starting to remind me now.
50-year-old gets like me have to help them down the stairs.
It's Travis Bickle. Yeah. It's Travis
That's
Bickle.
Dave Lee, Travis Bickle.
Oh, loaded magazine. 10 cents. Oh, look, the Nivea cream.
I think we may have to draw this to a close now in the interest of dignity. Let's play out with our theme tune now. At the beginning, understand there was some interference with our theme tune. I can tell you that this theme tune, I can tell you, will be available on iTunes. You're about to hear it again, I think, on iTunes at some point this forthcoming weekend. And it's so popular, we predict it will dislodge everybody's favourite comedy fat funny man, James Corden, and Dizzy Rascal from the number one slot on the official chart at some point in the not too distant future. Here it comes, and it's by... Is it by
Simon Paul?
Simon Paul. Go on, Simon, give it some. See ya.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
This is a Playback Media production. To listen to all our football podcasts, visit playbackmedia.co.uk. If you would like to sponsor or advertise on this show, give our marketing partners at Sports Revolution a call on 0207 580 2580. Or drop them a line at info@sportsrevolution.co.uk.